Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Karen Roberts and Mark Miner with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute for the University of Kentucky, held here in Morehead. Thank you both so much for being here on the show. Let's talk a little bit about what the Lifelong Learning Institute is.
Lifelong Learning Institute is through the University of Kentucky. We are a satellite group of that, and it was created to give our group of citizens age 50 and over an opportunity to keep learning, take courses, go to events and programs. It's their enrichment and educational courses, and it's allowing us to continue our education even as we get older, and we usually have exciting topics, and we're always exploring new opportunities in learning.
Now,
through Ollie,
why is it important for people to continue these educational opportunities as they are over 50?
To get people over 50 to keep learning new things, to get out of the house and be able to socialize. We know that as we age, we have a tendency to become couch potatoes and not come out of our houses, especially in the winter. Mm-hmm. But Ollie does give us a lot of opportunities to meet new people, socialize, learn new things, watch great movies, do all kinds of new things, and stay out of the house.
And how long have these classes been offered here in Morehead? Quite some time.
15 years. About 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. Which is a really good opportunity. Okay, now you guys have an event coming up next week. It's the Fall Open House and Registration. Tell me a little bit about what's going to happen at that event.
It is Thursday, August 22nd, and registration is from 1 to 2 at the Methodist Church. I'm sorry, Wesley Hall.
And that's on Main Street here in downtown Morehead.
Yes, downtown Morehead. And we will be serving refreshments. We will be having the instructors each will have a table about what their classes are about and books or paintings or information about each class, and they'll also be available so that you can talk to them in case you have a question before you register for a class. Remember, if you don't bring your catalog with you, we will have plenty of catalogs at the open house, and it's also another reason to socialize.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to take a sneak peek at that catalog, they can do so online, right? Let's see.
It is after Monday, I believe.
August 19th.
The 19th. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it'll be available online to people. Or you can also register by mail. Registration opens Friday, August 23rd in the afternoon there. But the best thing, obviously, is to come to the event to meet the people who are going to be teaching, one of which is Mark. And you tell me a little bit about the class that you're going to be teaching this fall.
Well, the title, Strange Books of the Bible, refers, in this case, these are books in the Old Testament that typically when Christians, and probably Jewish people as well, typically when they first encounter them after having read most of the rest of the Old Testament, they scratch their heads and say, I don't know why this book is even in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Because there are various things about it that turn me off or puzzle me or make me think that, oh, well, this isn't going to help my faith if that's my concern. So that's what makes them strange.
Okay. Now, what got you interested in teaching this class?
Well, I taught for many years at a private college in Iowa and then at Morehead State. I taught courses in the Old and New Testament within an English department. And that means you usually deal with with the Bible mainly as what we call literature. It doesn't mean we don't address religious topics. It just means that we look at these books from a historical point of view. We try to understand who wrote them, why they were written, what the circumstances were that produced them at the time they were produced. And so I got very interested in, at one point, in the fact that many people, when they read certain books in the Old Testament, can't make much sense out of them and tend then to say to themselves, well, I'm never going to read that again because it doesn't help me any. And the more I studied these particular books, the more I realized there are some interesting things in them, some interesting historical circumstances that led to their being composed, and other circumstances that led the people who put the Old Testament together to include them.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you taught this particular class before, or is this a new one?
No, this is a new class for me. I haven't taught anything about the Bible in Osher before.
Okay. How do you prep for something like that?
Well, you go back and you review what you learned or try to learn new things. I'm continually reading things about both the Old and the New Testament just for various reasons. You try to review what the best scholarship says about these books and how they came into being and what their purpose is. So I keep trying to learn. I hope I keep trying the rest of my life.
Now, Karen, you're not teaching a class this semester, or are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Tell me about your class.
Actually, I'm going to be the moderator for one of our SIGs, the nonfiction books class that meets the second Monday of every month, and we pick a new nonfiction book every month for the next month. I conduct, like, getting the questions ready and make sure I've read the book, or at least have tried to read the whole book. And we also have a person that we Skype in, Albin Wheeler, and most people will remember him. He has moved to Baltimore, but he stays connected through the nonfiction books every month with us. And we just talk about the books, and of course there are always discussion questions for each book, and we talk about the questions. We've read some very interesting books over the last couple of years. Helen Chadwell did do it, but she has asked me to do it, so now I get to be the moderator for this class, or the instructor for this class.
So is that the class that you would say is probably your favorite that you've participated in the past?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your niche.
I'm an avid reader. I read nonfiction, fiction, mysteries, mm-hmm. everything. I love to read. So this was something I was very interested in.
Now, Mark, have you participated in some of these classes in the past?
I have, yes. I've enrolled in a number of them almost since the beginning. And I did teach a course, a Shakespeare course. Mm-hmm. We read the play King Lear.
It's heavy.
Yes, very heavy. Yes, very challenging. But yes, I've been a student in a number of these classes.
What's the favorite class that you've participated in?
Oh, boy. I think my favorite one has been one that's ongoing and will continue this coming year, which is called Great Decisions, where a group of us get together. We have reading material, a background material on some current topic of interest around the world, whether it's war in the Middle East or trade with China or whatever it may be, and we read some recent expert opinion about that topic, we watch a video, and then we spend several sessions batting around our own ideas about how we would solve this problem if we were in charge.
Right. Right now, I think that would be a very interesting. I mean, the world
yes.
is so divisive right now, and there's so many things that are happening. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that would be a very interesting group to be in, but possibly
a little frustrating because I'm sure you have some very different ideas about
frustrating also because, of course, we don't always have any better solutions than anyone else does. But at least it helps us clarify our own thinking. After all, we're all citizens. I hope we all vote. We're concerned about the world. And so we need, as individuals, to do our own thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm. Open house and registration is coming up Thursday, August 22nd at 1 p.m. at the Moorhead United Methodist Church. There will be snacks. We always love it when there's snacks. Meet the professors and the people who are going to be teaching the classes for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute this fall, which is an exciting opportunity for people in our community that are over 50. Now, is this these classes, is there a cost associated with participating?
Some of the classes do have a cost because there's equipment, various things that are needed. Like with the art class, we get canvases and they have brushes and paints available. And some of the other classes also have a cost. Most of them do not. Also depending on where they are. So sometimes there is a rental fee for rooms if it's not like at the library or something like that.
I feel like there's a lot of places in our community where people gather for different things like this. And I've seen people meeting like for the nonfiction group in some in some public spaces. And I know that there are opportunities different places, but these groups meet kind of all over town in different places. And we're going to talk a little bit about when and where when we come back. But first, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Moorhead Theater Guild presents the hilarious comedy, The Savannah Sippin' Society, August 16th, 17th, 18th, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. at the Round County Arts Center. Join Randa, Mala Faye, Dot, and Jinx, four unique women drawn together by fate who end up becoming best friends. Tickets available at MooreheadTheater.org or by calling 783-9857. Recommended for ages 10 and up.
Welcome back to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Karen Roberts and Mark Miner, both with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. They are offering classes this fall here in Moorhead. Thanks again, guys, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
We're going to talk a little bit about the classes that you have coming up. There are lots of opportunities, lots of things of interest for all different kinds of people where you may be really interested in one, you may be completely not interested in another, but I wanted to first talk a little bit about the painting classes. Now, on the brochure, it said painting, and I thought, oh, I wonder which one, but there are actually four classes that are going to be offered. Tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening with the painting.
Yes, we have four classes that are offered each term that we have classes, and Joe Sarter has taught all four the last couple of years. This year, he's teaching the first two, and it is acrylic painting, and the second two are going to be very new. Karen Glancy, who teaches and does pastels, is teaching two classes on pastels. I'm very interested to take that class, and I know that our group of artists usually come to Joe's classes, so I hope that they sign up and are interested in learning something new from or a new way to paint.
Now, are these classes for people who have painted before? And there's
no, these classes are for anybody. Some of us have painted before. There are people who come to learn how to paint and how to mix colors and things like that. And Joe's a very good teacher, and I'm sure Karen is too. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of her pictures, so she's a great artist.
It's going to be exciting. Now, that class is at the Art Center? Or do we know location on those yet?
I believe it's at the Art Center.
Okay.
It usually is, and it's usually Monday afternoons from 1 to 3.
Now, that's right on the corner in front of Morehead State University's campus, downtown Morehead. If you're not familiar with the area, there's lots of really great opportunities for things that go on there all the time. Now, the classic movies class. I know we talked briefly before the show, and you have no idea what they're going to watch. But tell me what the idea is behind that class.
Russ usually picks a different topic for each term. One term it was Westerns. Another term it was classic movies. So he's kept this pretty close in. We're not sure what he's doing this time, and won't know until probably open house, because he usually has a list of the movies and little description of the movies that we're going to be watching in that class. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what he's picked for this time.
I will add to that he tries to pick movies that, in many cases, those of us of a certain age will remember those movies from our childhood or our youth or young adulthood. And so it's a lot of fun to watch them again and say, oh, yeah, I remember how good this was. So that's part of what makes them classics, is they fit people our age.
And you're not just watching the movie. You guys are also discussing it. Correct. And putting it in context, yes. That mm-hmm. sort of thing. Now, Mark, your class, Strange Books of the Bible, this is not a Sunday school class.
Correct. It's not going to be my job in this course to try to get you to believe a certain thing or not believe a certain thing about the Bible. My job is to give you the kind of background where you can make up your own mind.
And put it into historic context.
Put it into a historic and literary context, so that at least when you encounter these books in the future, and I hope you read them at some point after we read them in class, when you encounter them any time in the future, you'll say to yourself, now I understand more what's going on here and why this got into the Bible in the first place, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Now, the traveling around the world, are we taking some trips? What is that class about?
Yes, we'll be taking trips all over, and I'm not going to tell you all of them, but Sarah Kano, who is the instructor for that class, did tell me that someone will be talking about Dubai.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that little spoiler hint as to what's coming up.
So these are not actual traveling trips.
No, these are people who have traveled to these places come and talk about them and show their pictures or do, you know, a little video PowerPoint of pictures and talk about what they learned and what they did in different places.
So the experience, they're sharing their experience.
Yes, they're sharing their experience. And this class has been repeated, I think, every semester for at least the last 5 years.
I would say that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is one that a lot of people sign up for. She usually has 30 to 35 in this class, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do all the classes, are most of the classes pretty decent size? I mean, I don't know what to expect as far as...
The art class has a limit of 10, only because of room, and it's much easier to be able to help 10 people rather than 30 people
right,
with what
absolutely.
They're doing. But a lot of the others have anywhere from 20 to 35 limits, depending on where they are,
mm-hmm.
where they're being held.
Very cool. Now, you touched briefly on great decisions already for that particular class, and I know, where does that class meet?
Well, we have usually met in the basement, the Fellowship Hall of the Baptist Church on Main Street, mm-hmm. partly because there's plenty of room there, partly because it's easy to set up multimedia to watch the videos.
Right, absolutely. We have a lot of different places in Morehead that make it really easy to have meeting places, and it's really nice. I've been there for a couple different meetings that had absolutely nothing to do with church. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice spot. There's also a lawn croquet class.
Yes. Kent
does lawn croquet, and that is usually there is actually a croquet and bocce set up at the city park now.
Right, where the old pool used to be.
Right, and this was done specifically for our class. So the croquet class is still going on, and I think Kent has a smaller number of people in that class. There is a limit on that class. I'm not sure what it is, but I know that there is a smaller limit on that class. And from what I hear, it's a very enjoyable class, but I think it's also a little competitive.
Oh, so if you don't enjoy the competitiveness, maybe not sign up.
No,
if that's your thing.
It's enjoyable, and you're outside and you're active, and so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. You guys also, you talked briefly about your nonfiction books class. Tell me again when that meets.
It meets the second Monday of every month at Coffee Tree Books at 2 o'clock.
That must be a time when there's not a whole lot of people around because everybody's at work.
Yes. And we sit like in a little corner, so
kind of have your own little space down
yes,
there.
Yes, we do. We have a table reserved,
yes,
specifically for us.
There's a couple of classes and groups that I meet with there as well, different times during the week, and it's nice to have that place because the coffee's always good.
Oh yes.
Now the Tell Your Stories Writers Group, we're not sure when that's meeting yet.
No, that's usually dates and times to be determined. Carolyn Franzini is the instructor for that class.
She's traveling abroad right now.
Yes, so I hear. Mm-hmm. But that class has been moved around because of various reasons. And the time is usually adjusted and it's to be determined depending on the people that sign up and what's a good time for them and her. And
yeah, Carolyn Franzini does a show here at Morehead State Public Radio called Time for Tales. So, you know, she's got the stories down.
Yeah, that class, we usually write our own stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting. You write your story and find out about other people and their stories.
Once again, I wanted to just touch base on when you're having this event. The classes will be all through the fall semester, or is it the full year?
No, it's not the full year. Our classes, some of them start in September, some of them start in October. I know all of them will be finished before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because of the holiday season, you know, everybody wants their classes finished before then.
Right.
And then we also have a winter, spring semester, which we'll talk about then.
Wonderful.
Because I'm sure we'll have new classes.
Now, anybody in the area can take these classes.
Yes.
Age 50 and over.
Yes.
Correct. So, and if you want to make sure that you get signed up to take those classes, you want to go to the Fall Open House. That's Thursday, August 22nd at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Morehead United Methodist Church. It's right on Main Street in Morehead, 227 West Main. Pretty easy place to find, and they've got a great big basement area and fellowship hall in order to go in and meet the instructors, figure out what kind of classes you might be most interested in, and get signed up for those. You definitely want to go because you don't want to miss registration because they fill up fast.
They do. We have several classes that fill up at registration.
Yeah. Wonderful. So I'll make sure that everybody knows, and I'll remind people as we get further on down the road. But that's all the time we have here on Open Mic. Karen Roberts, Mark Miner, thank you guys so much for being on the show. Always lovely to have you in. And for the listeners out there, we'll see you guys next Friday.